everyone, before we jump in, I just want to let you know about our end of financial year sale. For the transformation program alone, you can save $1,780 on the 6-month option and $980 on the 3-month option. Laura's Your Mindful Movement has been significantly reduced, and we've also made some improvements to it. The VIP option now gets a one-on-one coaching call every single week. You can save $150 every single month for the standard option, going from $449 down to $299 a month, which is ridiculous pricing. And the VIP has gone from $699 per month all the way down to just $499 per month. That is a saving of $200 per month. Nutrition Coaching with Tennille has also gone from $299 a month down to just $199 per month. So this is the most amount of savings ridiculous special that we have ever done in the history of the Fitness Genie. So if you don't want to miss out, just go through our website, www.thefitnessgenie.com.au, and submit an inquiry, or just DM me on Instagram or TikTok and let me know that you're keen, and I'll send you some more information. Thanks for listening, and let's get into your episode. Everybody, welcome back to Inside the Genie's Lamp. I hope you're doing absolutely tremendously. I hope you're doing everything that you've ever wanted to do, and then probably even just a little bit more than that, because that's what we want for you. I forgot to close all the goddamn tabs before I started. Now, I'm partially losing my voice, so if you hear me cough or lose my voice halfway through and have to clear my throat, I'm sorry. But it's just not working today. I'm hoping it holds up for the podcast. The thing I'm going to be running through today is just basically how everyone is tired and sick and CBF'd and just going through some shit. So the big thing that I want everyone to know is that, I mean, straight off the bat, I'm just going to say, life is a struggle. It is. It's meant to be. It's meant to be incredibly difficult. If I'm telling everyone here, if I'm telling myself, to be completely honest with you, life is just meant to be difficult. And I know this is starting on a super down note, but I'll bring it back, I swear to God. Life is meant to be difficult. It's meant to be a pain in the ass, because all the easy shit that we've done has gotten us to a position of not enjoying our lives. So the position that I'm in, and I 100% get it when clients are like, I'm tired of the struggle. I just want it to be over. I just want to hit a patch in my life where everything just finally comes together. And we have that like Hollywood moment where all the pieces of the puzzle fit perfectly and it all just makes sense and it's all clear to me. I don't think I've ever had any of those moments. And I mean, you know, I'm 30 in a couple of weeks, but I've never had a massive, holy shit, epiphany, breakthrough, things like this. It's just having to deal with the struggles. And I 100% get it, where I'm tired as well. I'm burnt out. I'm not here to be like, well, I'm tired as well and I'm still fucking getting it done, because there's days where I don't. There's a lot of times where I don't get it done and do what I need to do, or do what I know that I need to do, because I just don't have the energy. I just don't have the willpower to keep going. And I am there with every single one of my clients who are in that same headspace. Completely get it. Hello, everyone. So I just want to let you all know that A, you're not alone. B, everyone is feeling like this at the moment. And if it's just because it's Australia, and particularly it's Melbourne, it's shit weather, but we're getting into that cold time. We're getting into winter. We're getting into shorter days and colder days. The weather's becoming more temperamental and it's just being a pain in the ass. So there's more that's going against us. But I never, I always want things to go well for everyone. And I just don't think that's gonna work. We're going to hit a point where we care less about things, and that's where life becomes simple. That's where we start to uncover some things about us. We start to make some realizations. We start to move in the right direction and we start to get stronger. I think what kills a lot of people, or what destroys their motivation and keeps them down and they hit that point of feeling burnt out, is that they're carrying too much and they don't have an opportunity to rest and relax and do what they need to do to be able to build back up to then take on life. And I know some people don't even have the luxury to be able to rest and relax and do what they need to do to get through it. I completely get it. Some of us just don't have that opportunity to do it. And everyone's in different situations and circumstances and all that fun stuff. And the good thing about it is I've got clients from all different walks of life and they're all feeling the same, regardless of if they've got kids or if they don't, or if they have a full-time job or if they're just doing part-time or if they're studying full-time or whatever. It does not matter where they are, because that is their max tolerance for that stage of their life. And all we are really trying to do at the end of the day is to go through struggles, to go through hard shit, to get stronger, to increase our carrying capacity, basically, to increase our load tolerance. Because I don't know if you've seen it, you probably have, but that classic saying or even the picture of like, there's, and this is probably just more prominent among men, I suppose, but there's a picture of like a baby wolf and it has an arrow in its back and it's bleeding and it's crying and it's not great. It's an animated thing. So let's just all calm down for a sec. It's just a hand-drawn thing. And there's a single arrow in the wolf, in the baby wolf's back, and it's crying and it's just basically not having a good time. Obviously, it's bleeding out. And then next to it is a picture of like a dire wolf, an adult wolf that's got 17 arrows in it, and it looks fierce and ready to attack. And it's still bleeding, but it's still got that anger about it. And the caption of that is just basically, life doesn't get easier, you just get stronger. And at the time, I was like, yeah, righto. And it's just always stuck with me because I, you know, it is a thing where life doesn't get easier. And every time you do something good, it unlocks more challenges. It's like when people come to me for weight loss, people come to me to lose weight. And then I go, cool, why aren't we doing the things that we need to do? And we uncover a mental or emotional block that's there. And then that opens a can of worms. Then they get under 100 kilos and they go, oh, I thought I'd feel happier. I thought doing this would make me happy and that all the things would just disappear, but it didn't. I'm still me. I'm still in my life. I still think the way that I think. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. There's no massive thing that's coming for me. Holy fuck. And then we keep going and maybe they get under 90. Maybe they get under 80. Maybe whatever the fuck it is. But they keep going and they keep progressing. And every time they achieve a new goal, more opportunities and more problems arise. But it's just that you're now in the position to be able to take advantage, like your carrying capacity, your load management or tolerance has increased to the point of, hey, you can now, as I said, whenever I posted a couple of weeks ago, you can now face this boss fight. You can now get to this point and this is where you're ready to go. This is where we need to go. And this is going to have, I suppose, similar undertones or similar messages as the one that I did before where people were tired and hitting the wall, like how to get through the wall and give less fucks. But this is one that's a little bit different because I just want to let you all know that I feel the same. I'm tired. I'm waiting for a break. I need a holiday. I need all these things. But there's more than enough times, and I think I used this analogy recently with a client, of when you're feeling anxious or burnt out or tired or you have this nervous energy or whatever it is, you're just not sure what's going on, but you're still kind of happy with life. You're still just cruising along, but fuck, you just want something to slow down, but you're not sure what it is. You just want something to go right, but everything's not bad. And it's very hard to move through that because intellectually, you know that life is pretty good. You know that you've got your situation as to what's going on. You have a job, you can afford food, you have a place over your head or a roof over your head, I should say. And you've got all these things that logically you know you have a pretty good life comparatively and you can be grateful for it and there's all the good things that are happening. The shit thing comes with that still doesn't change how you feel. Sometimes it might. Sometimes you do all the gratitude in the world and you feel super grateful and it changes your mood. Amazing. But when you don't have the energy to recharge and to face your battles or to face your struggles, then it's very hard to keep pushing through. And you know, I could go down a rabbit hole of like what you need to do versus what you feel and all that fun stuff, but there's honestly not much point to this podcast other than everyone is feeling it. I 100% get it. I know where you all are and it's meant to be a struggle. At the same time, the analogy I was talking about with my client of if you feel that there is something wrong, instead of trying to intellectualize your emotions and say, well, you know, I've got a pretty good life and here's everything that's going on, you're still allowed to feel the way that you feel. Just because you feel a particular way, you don't need to diminish that feeling because someone else in the world has it worse than you. And comparatively, you're doing okay. Comparatively, you're also doing worse than a lot of other people. We don't like using comparisons for making you feel good or bad or anything. You compare yourself to people on Instagram and go, I want to look like that. They don't even look like that. You compare yourself to say, well, I shouldn't feel this way because other people have it worse. Comparisons in both sense of the word, obviously, if you take them to heart, you take them pretty seriously, they're not going to do anything for you. It's good to look at, you know, where you are in life and what you've done and where you were, compare yourself to you. But when you compare yourself to other people or the world or society or anything like that, it doesn't make a lot of sense. You're all different. You all have very different problems going on and different struggles and different capacities and different learning abilities and different brain chemistries, different bodies, different backgrounds, different, literally fucking everything about you is completely different. So it doesn't make sense to compare yourself to someone and make yourself feel better or worse, because nothing is the same. If you are feeling that way of like burnt out or tired or lethargic, or you're waking up and you've just got no energy, obviously there's a lot that would go into this, because for my clients, it's okay, well, are you consistent with your nutrition? Are you still going to the gym? Are you doing these things? Is your sleep pattern regulated? Is all that shit consistent? If it is, and you're still feeling like that, then okay, we have to do some shit with the feelings and take a break. But if you're having inconsistent sleeps, wow, if you are inconsistent with your sleeping schedule, you go to bed at 11 o'clock one night, wake up at 5 a.m. and then the next night you go to bed at 9 p.m. and then wake up at 11 a.m. There's going to be a lot of inconsistencies there, and particularly for women with a lot of fluctuations in hormones, and we've got that hormone cycle. Sleep and the circadian rhythm is going to be one of the best things that you can do to reset your hormones, to balance them out, or regulate them, I should say, is the better word, to regulate them as best as we can. And guys, we have a 24-hour cycle, which, you know, is super handy. But if we don't get consistent sleep, then we don't even go through our 24-hour cycle. We can't repeat it, refresh it, or feel as good the next day. Same thing with nutrition. If you get 1,000 calories versus 2,600 the next day, and then 4,000 on Saturday, and then 800 on Sunday because you just weren't feeling it, again, your body has no idea what the fuck is going on. It's fluctuating wildly with everything that it uses to get you through the day. Everything to do with resource management, you're just throwing it shit at the wall and then trying to take everything out and then put it all back in at once. It's not going to work. It doesn't work like that, including for workouts as well. You have a week of hitting your PBs and then don't follow up with anything because you're completely trashed. And then the next week you go back and try and lift as heavy as you did. You're going to break down. Your nervous system is fucking fried. And what I said to a client and what I've been saying for a while now is, if you put on, like day one, if you put on a suit of armor and you're ready for battle, you got your sword, your shield, your brand shiny new armor, all that fun stuff, you're going to feel pretty confident. You're going to feel pretty motivated and eager to go out and get some battle scars on it, to see what it's all about, to see what you're capable of. Day two, you've probably got some dints, some dings, scratches, stuff like that, but you're still feeling pretty good. If you don't have an opportunity to take off the armor, then eventually what felt like it was just a part of your body and a part of who you are and just an extension of your body, that armor is eventually going to weigh on you, because your load management, tolerance, the capacity that you have to carry all of your problems and struggles and burdens, it catches up with you because you don't have the time, or you haven't set the time up to recharge and to rest, which is why a lot of people burn out. The good thing is you can also take the exact same action that you're doing, but feel rested from it, purely just how you look at the things that you're doing. Obviously, ideally, get more calories in, get your sleep, take a rest, maybe even have a deload from the gym. Do whatever it is to let your central nervous system know that, hey, we're not under threat. We're not working every single day. We can take time off and that's okay. We're not going to die. Your nervous system will probably thank you for it. Your learned behaviors for your brain actually running the pattern recognition software and saying, hey, why are we not at the gym, or why are we not doing this, or why are we not doing that? Yeah, that'll probably go haywire. But your central nervous system of keeping everything together and being able to move everything around your body, build and repair and make sure that you don't go fucking insane, that is probably going to give you the biggest standing ovation in the world for saying thank you for giving us time to figure out what the fuck is going on, for lack of an awesome term. So that armor, day one, two, three, probably going to feel amazing. But if you don't take it off, it's going to feel really heavy, not because you're not capable, but because you're just getting worn down. It's just going to feel heavy. And if you take it off, you have a day off, you take your time and do whatever it is to de-stress, I can guarantee you when you put that armor back on, it's going to feel again brand new, like an extension of your body. And it's going to feel pretty good to put it back on. You'll feel confident. You'll go through the week. You'll smash it all out. But you need to organize and prioritize and have time to rest and recharge, which is why a lot of us are starting to feel, I suppose, pressured and tired and lethargic because, you know, now we're in June. We're almost in July. We're more than halfway through this year by the time that people hear this. We're more than halfway through this year. And for a lot of people, it's like, fuck, what have I done this year? The answer for not many people, well, the answer for a lot of people is like, not much. I could also take that the other way and say, look at what you've realistically done. The answer isn't not much. It's a fuckload. You've done heaps because we're feeling pressured into doing things because the year is going so quickly. And I'm talking obviously about my clients and people that I'm working with and speaking to every day, because I know they're putting in a lot of fucking effort to do what they're doing. And I speak to them twice a week as well, so I know exactly what's going on and any extra messages that I get as well. But I know that they're working hard and I know that their life is completely full on. And everyone has their own different full on for what that is. But you being at 100%, just because someone else is working, you know, they're 100% and they're getting a hell of a lot more done, that doesn't diminish you for like, oh, I need to do more because this person's doing more. Yeah, they've probably got 30 years of experience on you. You've probably got 2 years of doing nutrition and gym and taking care of yourself, or just taking care of your health or doing sleep or whatever the fuck it is that we're talking about. You've probably got not heaps of experience in what you're currently trying to work on or do, particularly when it comes to health. If you look at someone else who is just going through the motions to be like, yeah, I did this today and did this and this and this. Like, look at my gym sessions. Well, I don't actually fucking show you, but my gym sessions are 4, maybe 5 days per week. And I do maybe like 4 to 6 exercises per session for about 3 sets, sometimes 4 if I'm feeling it, but 2 to 4 sets. There's honestly so much variation in my program. The only thing I care about is, am I hitting major muscle groups and am I pushing myself? That's it. I could do 4 exercises and be like, yeah, that's enough. I've had enough for today. And I'm feeling pretty lean. The body's feeling pretty good. I still feel good with that. But people feel like if they take a day off, they're going to completely ruin everything that they've gained. If they take 2 days off, then the world is gone. If they don't track on a particular day, they're going to feel like everything is fucked. And there are so many people going through this at the moment that it is crazy. Taking the time for yourself is one of the best things that you can do. It's not selfish. It is one of the most selfless things that you can do, because every person that comes into contact with you is going to experience a better version of you. If someone always comes to you and asks for help, are you going to give them the burnt out version of you that can barely tolerate a smile to be like, oh, what are you fucking smiling at? What are you breathing for? Fucking knock that off right now. Breathing all happy and shit. Do you really want that person to be like, oh yeah, no, I'm not going to reach out to them for help anymore. I'm just not going to do that. Or would you rather them come into contact with someone that says, yeah, I took time off. I set up the boundary. Hey, sorry it took so long to get back to you. I was just taking time off. I just needed a rest. I needed this. The person is going to say, that's amazing. Good for you for doing that. Everyone will always celebrate you putting you first. The only person who doesn't is you. For some reason. For whatever previous experience that you've got, the only person who will not celebrate you putting yourself first is you. Everyone else that you come into contact with will do that for you. So maybe you're lying to yourself that taking a day off is bad, because it's not. I'm willing to bet 99% of the people around you would agree that taking time off, resting, recharging and relaxing and doing what you need to do is probably going to be beneficial for you, however that looks for you. When I was talking to my therapist ages ago, I had a mini argument to be like, I'm so pissed off with how people just keep telling me to do nothing. They're just like, oh, you just need to rest and take time off. And I was like, I really don't want to sit down and do nothing. I don't want to sit here and just sit on the couch and just be like, oh, I'm resting. Yay. I told him that I feel better when I do projects. If I'm physically exerting myself, I feel better doing that. Or if I'm playing a video game or if I'm doing something to distract me. And he said, cool, then that's how you rest. It's not a full-on gym session. It's not going for a 10-kilometer hike. It's not me trying to completely ruin myself. But I feel better when I'm resting, relaxing, and taking time for myself and doing things for myself. like mowing the lawns, or I want to say cleaning the car, but I don't fucking do that. But mowing the lawns, maybe going for a short walk, maybe taking the dogs to the oval, maybe cleaning up the house, doing dishes, doing whatever the fuck it's going to be. But doing something that I want to do or get done, and, you know, doing the household chores, they're always annoying. But I chuck things on in the background, like chuck Critical Role on in the background. It goes forever and there's no ads. Sweet. Oh my God, I can't believe it's been 2 hours. Carrying that around with me, doing dishes and cleaning stuff up. Holy shit, that was cool. I'm glad I got that done. So then when I sit down to play a video game or to completely zone out or disassociate or do whatever, I have the sort of mental space, I suppose, to say, well, I've been productive in that sense. And I always thought that was wrong because everyone was telling me that it was wrong. It's like, no, you're meant to do nothing. Like, but that drains me more. And that's why I'm always on people to be like, have a rest day, but plan out what you're going to do on your rest day. Don't go for a 10-kilometer hike and completely ruin your body to the point where it's just another workout and just another thing. But plan out some things you want to do. Go to Bunnings, start a project, buy some things, start a new hobby, maybe catch up with friends, or just go for brunch somewhere. Do something that is going to be restorative for you in whatever sense of the word that you think that is. Because everybody is hitting a wall at the moment. We're all tired, we're all pissed off, but that's how we're going to get to where we need to go. Doing all the easy shit, and I know just wanting it to have a break and just fall into place and just be easy and do these things. I want that as well. It's just not realistic. When we hit the point of like 20 years in, 30 years in of this particular subject we're working on, it may get easier. Like I said, I'm 30 in a couple weeks. For me, nutrition and working out is pretty easy because it's just a part of my lifestyle and it's the thing that saved my life. So of course, I'm going to make that a priority in my day. I put in my day, my client calls, my gym sessions, I should say, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Those are the things that go into my calendar first for what is happening. And then put D&D in. And then put, where am I going to work? Where am I going to edit? Where am I going to do these things? How am I going to film? All the extra things come in on top of that, because then I know what my schedule is going to look like once I've done the things that I know make me feel better. I wake up, it's pissing down with rain, it's 5:45, I don't want to go to the gym. So I sleep in for 15 minutes, sit in bed for 15 minutes, thinking about should I get up, should I not get up? And then eventually I know I'm going to get up. Because what am I going to do? Just start work at 7 in the morning? I can't film anything. I look like shit. I probably still sound like shit. I'm probably going to have a shower and get ready and then have breakfast. And then I'm going to try to get started. And then 2 hours into it, I'm going to feel tired because I haven't done anything. And then I'm going to feel a little bit anxious because I haven't exerted my body, but I've also taken my medication. So now I'm just pinging like all hell. If I consistently do that, I will average 3,000-4,000 steps a day without any exercise or sports or anything on top of it. That coincides with the shit that I was doing when I was depressed. And I don't want to do that anymore. So the 15 minutes that I sit in bed contemplating, do I actually want to get up? Can I be fucked getting up? I know I'm going to do it. So I might as well just fucking do it now. And if I don't do it, I know I'm going to feel shit for not doing it. It's going to be more inconvenient if I don't go than if I do go. I'm going to feel cold. Yeah, sweet. There's a heater in the car and it takes me 10 minutes to get to the gym. There's a heater in the car. All I have to do is get from the front door to the car, let that warm up for like 2-3 minutes, and then boom, there's hot air on my feet and all in the car. Amazing. Then I have to go from the car to the gym, which is 30 steps at most. It's so much easier than we're making it. It's just the starting point is pissing everyone off to be like, then I'll have to do this, and then I've got to do that, and then the weather was bad, and then I'm going to have to do this. Who gives a fuck? Do it anyway. What other choices do we have? Because the easy option that we've been riding for our entire life has gotten us into the position of not enjoying life anyway. So yeah, keep doing what you're doing and keep making these excuses for yourself and keep saying, I wish it was easy and I wish this and I wish that. Cool. It's not going to fucking change anything though. It's not going to make you better. It's not going to make things. And that's why I always tell people, I will listen and I have the most empathy and patience for anyone in the world if they're doing something about what they're doing. what they're complaining about. If you're complaining and not doing anything, then I'm like, sweet, I'm really not going to listen. I really don't care. I will try to find every reason under the sun to help someone, to be in their shoes, to be like, let's try this and let's do this and let's do this and here's all the other things that we can do. But even from therapy and from what I've heard from clients of what their therapists have been saying as well, of I don't do it because of XYZ. And the therapist turns around and goes, well, then you're just going to have to do it scared. You're just going to have to do it anxious. You're just going to have to do it cold. You're just going to have to do it. Because if there's things that you want and they're on the opposite side of struggle city, of taking 12 months, 2 years, 3 years, of saying I'm going to be as consistent as I possibly can with health, with gym, with nutrition, with everything. If you can be as consistent as possible for 12 months, then you can say I've been consistent for 12 months and something is not happening. So I need to change. I need to figure out what is going on. But we can't have 6 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, and then say, ah, it was too hard. It didn't work for me. It's like, okay, well, that maybe didn't work for you, so let's find something else that did. I know that I'm going to do the things that I do, like go to the gym and do the things that make me feel good. Do I wish it was easier? Yeah. Sometimes I get to the gym and the weights are really fucking heavy. I'm like, who added 20 kilos to this 20 kilo plate? Now it feels like 40. It just feels incredibly draining. It is super important that you take time for yourself that is not trying to progress though. It's good to push yourself. It's good to force yourself. It's good to be disciplined. It's good to say, fuck it, I'm just going to do it anyway. But if you continuously do that, is where we will start to burn out and where we will throw in the towel. We'll say, fuck it, there's no point in even trying because I'm this tired. I've spent this much energy and I'm not getting anything. Let me tell you about a client who put on, I think, 2 kilos in 2 weeks. And they were completely pissed off and bewildered by the fact that the scale had gone up by 2 kilos in 2 weeks. There no menstrual cycle to worry about at this point. So we couldn't say it was the menstrual cycle and fluid retention. There was a bit of inconsistency with nutrition. And, you know, it was really high on one day and then it wasn't tracked for a few days. And we could say, yeah, it was that. And this had consistently gone up for 4 weigh-ins in a row. She weighs in twice per week. And she'd gained 2 kilos. And my biggest thing that I said was, when you get past this event that was going on, when you get past this event and you de-stress and you get the confirmation that everything's okay and that it's all good, we will see what happens after that. I didn't tell her what was happening or what was going on, but the main thing I was focusing on was stress. She had been completely stressed for 2 weeks nonstop, reaching out for advice for people, and they gave her shit advice. And it was like, well, that didn't fucking help. And then that made her feel more stuck. I knew that when the stress came down, we would be in a way better position to be able to move forward with everything that we were doing. Her steps are now up. The event has finished. It's all safe. It's all good. The steps have now gone back up and nutrition is now consistent and planned, and we're being proactive and we're looking ahead. The day after that event finished up and her stress decreased like all hell, her scale weight decreased as well by 1.6 kilos, seemingly overnight. That is the difference that stress can make. And stress can come from consistently pushing through to always go to the gym, to always track everything, to always be at the best that you could possibly be. You still need days in your life that feel horrible. You still need the bad with the good. Because if you constantly have good days, you're not going to know what a good day is. It's just going to feel bland. There's nothing to be grateful for. And if you take that time off to rest and relax and recharge and do all the things, you're going to have way more carrying capacity, more load tolerance for all the struggles that are coming your way. I know that this is going to be very, I suppose, like anticlimactic for what we're after. There's no like, hey, do this. But I just want to let you all know that it's okay to take some time off. We're all tired. We're all lethargic. It doesn't mean that you're fucking anything up. It doesn't mean that you're in a wrong spot or anything like that. It can just mean that you're tired. It can just mean that you're stressed. And stress, whether it is an argument with someone or whether it's always spiraling mentally, constantly thinking about what's going on in your head, that can display the exact same as the deadline stress of, if I don't get this assignment handed in on time, I'm going to fail university. If I don't get this handed in by this deadline, I'm going to get fired. Stress is stress. It doesn't matter if it's imagined or real. And, you know, shout out to Simply Happy Healthy. I go through all of that fun stuff. But it doesn't matter if it's imagined or real. Your body tolerates it the same way. It's still stress. And being stressed is one of the most difficult things, or one of the most common things that will prevent fat loss and it will prevent muscle gain. Is it still possible to happen while you're stressed? Yes. But is it incredibly difficult? Yes. I suppose what I'm trying to say is de-stress. Have fun. Find the shit to make this fun, because it's not going to get easy. It's really not. 10 years in? Yeah, it'll get easier. And I'm saying that because for me to get to the gym and be disciplined and 4 to 5 sessions per week, it just happens because it's just who I am. Most of us are not there yet as of getting to the gym and eating in a maintenance phase. That's just not who we are at the moment. We're probably in the phase of, I need to lose weight. I need to do these things. I need to do this. Cool. Then that's what we need to do. It's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. And you're going to struggle to find time to put yourself first, to do all the things that you need to do to make sure you're heading in the right direction. It's going to be difficult and it's going to be a massive struggle. But we're going to have to do it while struggling. We're going to have to do it while tired. When you can, find time to make it fun. It's going to be a struggle. So how do we make it fun? It's going to be a pain in the ass. How do we make it easier? How do we de-stress you instead of focusing on all the things at once? What is one thing that we could do that would tick as many boxes as possible? How do we make this as easy on yourself as possible? How do we make it as fun so that you don't burn out? So you don't want to put your head through a fucking wall? Because you're going to want to at some point in your life. Probably multiple times this year. Probably already multiple times this year where you've wanted to do that. I have. And I've taken time and stepped back and said, whoa, holy fuck, this isn't good. I need some time off. I need to just take this weekend. I need to take tonight. I need to do whatever it is. It could be 3 hours here, 4 hours there. It could be a whole day off. It could be a whole weekend. I've got 2 weeks off coming up. That's going to be fucking amazing to do nothing. But there just needs to be something where you find the fun and you just help that inner child of yours find the fun, find the spark, do whatever it is to make it fun so it's less taxing on you. And then you've got the time off to rest, relax, and recharge, to address your feelings, to talk about shit, to get it out, and to just find you again. That's what we're trying to do. Because otherwise you'll just get caught up in doing the shit that you think that you need to do, or the stuff that you think that you should be doing based on stuff that you heard once upon a time that led to this result once, but it didn't the other 8 times. It's going to be overwhelming and confusing trying to do things that are just not you. So make them easy. Make them fun. How do you explain it or do it in a way that's easy for you, that's more fun for you, that works for you? Which is obviously everything that I do for my clients. I make it fun and easy and accessible for them. We try to break it all down to just say, hey, focus on this one thing for this week, because I know that's going to tick off 6 things. But for right now, it's like, hey, just focus on this one thing. And we just leave it at that. Find the fun again. Have fun with it. It's going to be a struggle. You're going to get tired. It's inevitable. But how do you make it easy on yourself? That's, I suppose, what I want everyone to have a think about for this week. And until whenever the next podcast comes out, we're probably going to have a little bit of a break as I go on my 2-week break. But just find the fun again. Have fun. Relax. It's okay. We're not working with life and death here. I mean, we are in terms of like health and sickness and all that stuff. Probably a shit analogy. But if you don't go to the gym, or you don't track this thing, or if you just take time out to feel your emotions, to cry, to start therapy, to do all these things, whatever it's going to be, whatever step that it is, if you take time out to do that, that's not a bad thing. It's probably an amazing thing. So have fun with it. Yeah. I suppose that's where I'm going to leave it for right now. Have fun with it. Enjoy your life. And just understand that it's going to be a struggle. So let's just have fun with it. you know you're going on a 10-kilometer hike and it's going to absolutely fucking suck, do you really want to be that person that's complaining the whole way up? Or do you want to try and find a fun game with I Spy? Or do you want to try and break off the perfect wand twig from the tree and start doing the Abadikadivi? Do you want to start doing that all the way up the mountain? How do you make memories with something that's going to fucking suck anyway? And how do you make it as easy as possible? Because that person complaining all the way 10 kilometers to the top of the hill, they're going to have a longer time, a shitter time than the person who is trying to have fun and be like, oh, we're at 7 kilometers already? Amazing. Only 3 more to go. It's going to be a lot easier when you have fun, de-stress and focus on you and take time out for yourself to just take the armor off and let yourself feel and decompress and de-stress and recharge. That's what I want to get into for this week. So if you could all do that, that'd be fucking amazing. And yeah, call to actions here of do the transformation program and all the fun stuff. Oh yeah, shit, hang on a minute. End of financial year sale. Fuck, we've got one of them. We're doing an end of financial year sale. You can save $1,780 on the 6-month option of transformation. You can save $980 on the 3-month transformation. You can save up to $1,200 on Your Mindful Movement with Laura. We have drastically dropped the prices on Your Mindful Movement and for transformation as well. Just letting you all know, I am happy to take calls and potentially sign you up to work with me, but I cannot start until July 15th when I'm back from a holiday because I'm also booked out until I go on holiday. So yeah, otherwise, Laura is fucking amazing at what she does, and you honestly will be in an amazing spot if you get the opportunity to work with her. So why the fuck not do it now and save nearly $2,000 in the process of doing that? So go do that. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your lives. Take a look at the opportunity of working with us to save a lot of money in the meantime. And yeah, go do that. Otherwise, I'll speak to you/you will listen to me in the next one.